Bnei Yisrael are trapped. They have the Egyptians behind them. They have the wall of water in front of them. There is nowhere that the Jews can go. And that's when the Torah tells us that they davened. They screamed out to Hashem. And Rashi says that what did they do? Tafsu umnoteihem shalavoteihem. That they used the ways of their forefathers. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What was that? It is davening from the clearest, most intimate way. That is exactly what they did. So Rabbi Rasner quotes, I believe, Rav Yerucham Levavitz, and asks a simple question. Why is it specifically here that we're told that they were similar to the Avos? There were other opportunities along the way where they davened. Why is it that this is the situation where it's clear as day that they were deciding to be like their forefathers? And perhaps the answer is a really, really beautiful one, is that there's times that we daven. In fact, all of us daven frequently. We daven three times a day. There's lots of opportunity to pray to Hashem. But there's rare occasions when a person turns to God and says, this is beyond me. I know without a shadow of a doubt there is nothing I can do in this situation. God, I implore you, I beg you, please help me, because without you I won't be able to get anywhere. And that is exactly what happened with the Avot. Avram, he wanted kids, but he knew it was impossible. So he reaches out to God and says, God, please, you be the one to help me. I can't do this. It's impossible. Sarah cannot conceive. And you see this throughout the lives of the Avot. And it's at that precise moment where the Jewish people look behind them and say, what are we supposed to do? Behind us are the Egyptians. In front of us is the water. God, there is no other way. So what do they do at that point in time? They look up. They say, God, that is the only way out. It's looking up. And so at that point in time, they truly are like the Avot. They're truly like the forefathers. That is when they merit to be fully saved. I once heard the question was, how do you get people to daven? How is it possible? Davening is so hard. And Rabbi Fran said that, you know, in the wake of 9/11, people also wondered, how do we get people to daven better? And he said that you have to sometimes be in a situation where you know that there is no other choice. There is no other way. No one else can help you. And at that point in time, you look up to heaven and you know that God will be able to hopefully help you. And he said that when you listened to people in the interviews, in the aftermath of 9/11, what they were all saying was, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, over and over and over again. But Fran points out that is, in a certain sense, tefillah in its purest sense. It's the recognition that only God can help. And that is exactly what the Jewish people did at this point in time. They looked and said, we are just like the Avot. We know that there is no way that we could wiggle our way out of this, if not for the help of God. Have a great day.